All right, so today I'm joined with Oded, and he's in our Israel Innovation Labs. And Oded, you've created a product called Digital Lens. Tell us a little bit about Digital Lens.
Digital Lens is a tool that's aimed for designers, testers, developers to see the computer in the eyes of a person that has visual impairments. It turns your entire computer into something that is a red-green colorblind, or total colorblind, or different types of blur, sensitivity to light, all kinds of visual impairments that people have.
So what percentage of the public would have some of these visual impairments?
Actually, it's quite amazing. Most of the population have visual impairments for part or all of their life. Most of the people also don't do the operations that can fix the visual impairments because simply it's inaccessible, either price or other problems. Some of the problems even can be solved, even from birth, like colorblindness. It's quite amazing. 8% of men have colorblindness. Most of the people have during their life all kinds of blurriness, either if it's in the need of glasses or cataract, glaucoma affects most of the population. It's quite common. It's quite amazing.
And which vision problems can Digital Lens emulate?
The current version supports two kinds of colorblindness, the red-green, that's very common, yellow-blue, a bit less common. It also supports full colorblindness. It's kind of rare, but it happens to everyone in panic situations. That means if I would plan a nuclear plan, I wouldn't put the red button next to the green button.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And it also supports the blur, that's also cataract and lack of glasses. And also oversensitivity to light, kind of dazzle off the screen when you're oversensitive. It's also quite common.
And so how did this project originate? How did you come up with this?
It's actually, we planned a product, a prototype for a product in our labs. And the designer told me, like, hey, this color and this color, they won't be good together. And I thought that actually they would be good together. And because I didn't believe him that a colorblind person can see it. And if an artist told me something and I don't believe him, then we need to prove. So actually, that's how it was born. By the way, probably he was right and I was wrong.
Yeah.
And we kind of developed the product from there. And then the guys from Microsoft Research wanted it to be on the TechFest. And we decided to simply publish it for the public, and you can now download it from our site.
So how exactly does it work? How does one test their website or their UI with Digital Lens?
We try to make it as simple as possible. So you enter our site, rlabs.microsoft.com. You download the program. In the system tray, you can see the icon of Digital Lens. And from there, you simply set the mode for whatever mode you want. And you see the computer. It's the entire desktop.
And so what you see, the entire desktop, what you see is what someone with a visual impairment would see.
Yes. It's like what you see is what another person gets.
Yeah.
You kind of, if you set it into red-green blur, that's something about what a person with that impairment. Of course, he will see the colors a bit differently.
Yeah.
There is a shift from each person what he sees. But if you see two colors that are similar, most of the red-green colorblind people will see at least that difference. Maybe they will see better than that, but we kind of were strict on that side.
So how do you expect to incorporate Digital Lens into the project life cycle?
Digital Lens can be used by the designer, the developer, or the tester. That means that it can be incorporated throughout the design phase, including the testing. And it's very different from the current situation that this test was by the UX designer. He needed to do it. He needed to check the problems and fix them himself. we would like to see that the normal testing of the of the tester that he checks the, that the UI is acting as usual, he will simply do it again through the different modes. And then he can just open bugs for the designer. Hey, this button and this button, they look too similar. This status indicator doesn't look good in this mode, fix it. It's quite easy to check it out. It's easy, even easy to measure the time difference between different modes and see how much your site is compatible and how much it's friendly.
So where do you find the best use for the tool? Is it used for the tester, or is it best for when you're planning the UI? Is it best for UI design, or is it just anywhere in the life cycle it could actually work?
As a designer, I would try it in the authoring programs at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, save you some time if you have problems.
At the end, when I need to solve problems.
Yeah.
And I would say that the testers, it would be the best to kind of the through testing of the entire UI, that the testers will do it. And then you kind of separate from whoever created the content and whoever checks and audits that everything is working as expected.
And where does someone get this tool again?
It's on ilabs.microsoft.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today about this.
Thank you very much for listening.